Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today and for sharing this moment with us, the DEC Fellows. For me, being at the UN is the possibility of seeing history in the making. Since we have arrived almost 6 weeks ago, we had the opportunity to follow the deliberations about Syria, which ended up in the chemical weapons resolution. And we witnessed the craziness and excitement of the General Assembly with all its important speeches and parallel discussions. And if we weren't lucky enough, we were given the chance to report about all these events to our audience back home. Moreover, we had direct contact with authorities and diplomats of all over the world, including our own countries. In my case, I participated in the press conference of my president, my foreign minister, and I had lessons with Brazilian diplomats about how the UN works, or, as someone has told me, sometimes doesn't. But more is to come. We have 4 weeks of this fellowship ahead of us, so I can just foresee how much I still have to learn, how many interesting people I'm still going to meet, how probably their stories and experience will challenge me to be a better journalist. So, all I can say is that I'm very grateful for being here, for having been chosen for this program by such experienced and well-accomplished journalists who donate a huge amount of their time to enable this fellowship to keep running and to enhance the professional lives of others. To conclude, I cannot forget to express how I feel privileged for sharing this experience with such talented journalists and nice ladies as Gülsen from Turkey, Maria from Pakistan, and Rose from Kenya. We start this journey as professional colleagues, but you're heading towards the end as friends. I'm sure the aspirations that have brought us together at the UN will bond us as an extended family throughout the world in our future. Thank you very much.